faith.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, as we kick off Hour 3 of the Wednesday edition. That's the Peck at 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy them at freetalklive.com. Last hour, we started talking about, or we got through most of the story, but it's just so crazy, I want to recap it here, and actually get some a little more information about it. It's more on how the United States is sort of turning into this snitch society where everybody, apparently from young to old, are being encouraged to rat out their friends, family members, neighbors, and of course total strangers as well for a variety of different offenses. We were talking earlier this week about how American citizens will may soon be required, those who run blogs and run websites may soon be required to snitch out on their users for posting questionable content or obscene content. And now you've got a story out of Fayetteville, I believe that's North Carolina? Anyway, Fayetteville, where kids, fourth graders, fifth graders, are being told, are being asked to be on the lookout for, yes, code violators. No, not, you know, shifty characters, right, murderers, or anything like that.
Nothing like that, just people who, they're breaking some of those rules in the neighborhood.
Right, so they're going to have Fayetteville's Division of Community Relations will be hosting an introduction to the city's new code compliance program at 2 p.m. At wherever location in Fayetteville. Code compliance officers will talk with children and unveil the program's code jingle, an activity book. Now, I was really
indoctrinate children.
I really wanted to find out what the jingle was, and I'm still curious. If you happen to be in the Fayetteville area and you keep up on this story, send it our way. If you have kids in the Fayetteville school system and one of them comes home and sings this jingle for you, I'd really love to know what the lyrics are. But we do have a little bit. Oh, by the way, Ranger the Code Dog will be making an appearance.
Oh, I bet they will.
Hey, kid, how does it feel to be an unthinking finger on the hand of the state?
Well, it's pretty disturbing what they're talking about doing here. Yeah, essentially, they're demonizing people for having grass grow too high.
When you were in school in Florida, did you have Officer Ollie come through in kindergarten, or not kindergarten, but grammar school?
No, I don't think so.
I think that was sort of, I think Officer Ollie got retired somewhere between when I was
like
to school.
Dare thing? What was it?
No, he was just, he's your friend. The cop is your friend. You know, that guy.
Was it a puppet? It was a puppet.
A puppet, yeah.
A hand puppet?
What do they call it when it sits on your lap?
You know? Oh, a ventriloquist doll?
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay.
But he was soft. He wasn't a hard plastic ventriloquist doll. You know, he wasn't meant to look like
a Was there a cop actually being a ventriloquist for?
Yeah, you know.
That must have been funny.
A non-intimidating female cop.
Yeah. So here's what the kids are being taught. We're gonna outline the Dirty Dozen. Remember, this is a, in case you're just tuning in, this is a book that taxpayers and corporate sponsors paid for that is essentially outlining different code enforcement violations. So kids can be the eyes and the ears of the code enforcement department in Fayetteville. Now, Fayetteville borrowed the idea from, I think it was San Antonio, Texas. There's a couple other communities in the United States that have similar programs in effect. They sort of printed up their own book. And here's a look at some of the characters appearing in the city's new code compliance activity book. First, we got Vinny the Violator. Now, what's his crime? He's been keeping junked cars and appliances in his yard.
And what, you don't like it?
Huh? Most resembles the guy on Pringles cans, apparently.
They're not hot. So Vinny's got a little facial hair. He's got a little mustache going, huh?
Now, can you see kids maybe coming to school one day, and I don't know what instructions they're getting from the code enforcement bureaucrats, but I'm pretty sure they're probably going to be, now, kids, if you spot a Vinny the Violator or a Trashy Tina, we'll tell you about her in a moment, if you spot one of these code enforcement violators, come to school and tell your teacher about
it. There's one. Ian's drinking hot chocolate with whipped cream, and that's not healthy for you.
God damn it. Mrs. Jenkins, there's a Vinny the Violator living on my street.
Oh, really? Little Billy, did you write down what his house number was? Okay, just share that information with me.
It's 175 North 5th Street.
I'll bet they'll get sent to the school resource officer who's going to have enter it into a database, and then they get a lollipop
or an ice cream.
Some kind, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
There's going to be something nice. Yeah. some little rubber toy.
Because you got to rat out Trashy Tina, her crime, leaving trash on her property. Most resembles Cher, Cher from 1982 to 1988.
What did she look like from 82 to 88?
Cher.
But what did she look like then? She didn't have the really long hair then.
She had the long curly hair then. Wasn't that when she was doing that video with the sailors on the Navy ship?
I don't know, but I'm sure that was a dream come true for her.
I got you, babe.
Flat Tire Frankie, also included in the book, his crime, collecting old car tires and cars in his yard.
They all sound pretty similar. I mean, the Trashy Tina keeps trash in her yard. Vinny the Violator, he's got junk appliances there. I mean,
well, they had to fill some pages, I guess.
Need more characters.
Flat Tire Frankie apparently resembles Jughead from Archie Comics if he really let himself go.
Polly, you still have the stupid hat.
Polly Plumbing, her crime allowing standing pools of water from busted plumbing to form on her land.
What about Mike the Militia Man?
No, I don't think he's included here, but she most resembles Roseanne Barr, circa 1989. Junkyard Johnny, crime, running a junkyard from his front yard. How are kids supposed to tell the difference between Junkyard Johnny and Trashy Tina?
Well, if you have them talking and debating the point as to whether they're Trashy Tina or Junkyard Johnny, you've got halfway there.
Yeah. Junkyard Johnny resembles Gomer Pyle. Bertha Brush Pyle, her crime, letting limbs and grass pile up.
Yeah.
Ooh, these are vicious criminals, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Most resembles the nearsighted little orphan Annie. Run down Randy, his crime, keeping his house in a poor condition.
What? I mean, how do they even identify that?
He left a snow shovel out on the porch.
Mm-hmm. But in
that might be a Trashy Tina.
Keeping a house in poor condition, I mean, am I obligated by law to fix my house?
Yes.
Depends on where you live, Mark. The code, it can be crazy depending on where you live.
Or you'll be taxed.
Rundown Randy most resembles Lurch from the Addams Family. You then also have Willie Weeds.
We talked
about Willie Weeds last hour. He's got overgrown weeds in his yard.
He's a dirty hippie from what the description was.
Most resembles Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
In fact, like they made him a dirty hippie. I'm not calling hippies dirty.
If they ever do the movie, I want to play the dirty hippie.
Do you?
Yes.
The movie of the 12 criminals here in the code department?
Yeah, either that or Vinny the Violator.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And I are going to have to thumb wrestle for Vinny the Violator.
Curbside Carla, her crime is not putting her junked stuff on the curb for pickup. So apparently that's a crime too. I guess if you don't put it close enough to the curb, that's a crime. Like if the trash is set back a little bit,
you know what they
should
need
be on the lookout for that.
They need Sundown Sam, the guy who puts his trash out too soon the day before.
Yeah.
And the animal and the dogs get into it.
Not here, the skunks do.
Wanda Wilmo, crime, not mowing her yard. Most resembles Shirley MacLaine in terms of endearment. Holstein Pete. Crime, hanging signs on telephone poles. Most resembles a bald, slim Pickens. Stagnant Stanley, his crime is keeping pools of stagnant water around, and he most resembles Igor. Now, wait a minute. You've got Stagnant Stanley, but you also have Polly Plumbing. So,
Polly Plumbing has more to do with how the pools of water form.
Right. So I'm wondering, are they gonna, you know, are kids going to investigate? Are they gonna dig down through the puddle
to discover? Same situation though.
Yeah.
Once you have them debating whether or not they're a Polly Plumbing or a Stagnant Stanley or whatever they are.
Mrs. Jenkins, can a Polly be a man? A Polly Plumbing?
Of course they can.
That's sexism.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So then, if you scroll down a little bit, and we're going to link you to this article at bbs.freetalklive.com, then you get to the comments, right? Where everybody gets to chime in. Well, here's someone who calls themselves rational. All you people that are against this program sound crazy and uneducated, and obviously you have no sense of civic responsibility. Why do you always think the city is out to get you? Because really, it's not all about you personally. The city's concerned with the... Isn't it somebody who assigns emotions and a personality to what is essentially a plot of land with buildings and trees on it. But it's the city. Somehow it's a personality. The city is concerned with the greater good of the community, folks, says Mr. Rational. Having a yard free of trash and other unsightly items improves the community. How would you like it if your next-door neighbor had 3-foot-tall grass and 4 run-down cars junking up their yard? You'd be mad about it because it would bring down your property value. Because as you've expressed, it's all about you, remember? 800 1-800-259-9231.
I'd rather have that than just a town full of snitches.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. If you've got comments or questions or whatever about the snitch program going into effect in, it's Arkansas, Fayetteville, Arkansas is where it is. Though it could be happening in a community near you. Your kids could be indoctrinated at school, government school, and instructed to poke around your property or maybe your next-door neighbor's property or take a walk down the street and be on the lookout for all kinds of different code enforcement violations, all kinds of these different violators that they've come up with, these fun violators like Curbside Carla, Willie Weeds, Rundown Randy, and Polly Plumbing. Oh, don't forget Flat Tire Frankie. So we're having the kids keep an eye open for the code enforcers. Then they're going to be encouraged to go to school, snitch out their neighbors, and they're going to be told that this is a good thing. They're going to be told that this is helping the community. They're going to be told that this is for good little citizens. And you're a good citizen, aren't you, Johnny?
Yes, I like to be a citizen. I'll do whatever you ask me to. Not turn in those bad people on my street that aren't maintaining their yards.
So that's what's going on. Of course, somebody could say...
Yeah, and if you don't think that kids will do this, just look at how they view smoking. They've been told
smoking's bad and it stinks and stuff and makes you unhealthy and that kind
of
thing.
Hey, everybody, step back for a second. Yes, smoking's unhealthy, but it's not bad. But if you listen to a 9 or 10-year-old who's been indoctrinated in the public school system by all this little do-gooder crap that they've got out there...
Smoke cigarettes are made by Satan.
That's exactly what they think. They really do believe that they're, in fact, bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you can't... tell me you can't make them into little neighborhood Nazis going around and finding out who's doing the wrong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, kids naturally want to snitch, and once you tell them that something's bad,
okay,
they believe it.
And they're very, very observant. When my son was little, he could find every single bug in the house. He found every one.
So, yeah.
Right, well, he's not out, doing stuff like trying to earn a living.
Right.
I mean, he's interested in different things than you are.
Plus, it doesn't take much to motivate him. As you pointed out last segment, Wayne, all you have to do is offer him a sucker, a lollipop, and they'll start turning people in. And you could turn it into a contest, too. Okay, kids, whichever class finds the most code violations this year gets a pizza party.
Woo-hoo. I went that way.
Ice cream, too. You'll have them out pounding the pavement on the weekends. I mean, if you offer them a pizza party.
It's the God's honest truth. When I was in Cub Scouts, they had us sell these... I think they were $1 or $5 tickets to the Cub Scout Jamboree. And I went out and sold 85 of these babies, and I was able to pick a couple of things out of a catalog, like a crappy fold-up cup, that leaked the Kool-Aid onto my lap when I drank out of it, a pen that I kid you not, broke within 2 weeks.
Mm.
I mean, just, Cub Scout crap.
Yeah.
It wasn't even made in China, either.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Not fair.
What? Yeah.
At the time, taking shots at China, man, that's not nice.
Yeah, China wasn't as good at making stuff as it is now.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. They hadn't gotten their plastic extruders, really down the way they.
So you're
they
a born salesman, Mark.
I really am, but I mean, you can tease these kids with this crap.
Sure,
they don't know. Go out and do it.
They don't know how crappy it is.
So I went out and sold 85 tickets for these people, and I doubt any of the people that I sold tickets to came, because I was just some kid out in my little Cub Scout uniform.
He's so cute. Oh, Jim, buy his ticket.
Just like that.
Right.
We used to have to sell candy for Little League to go to the Yankee game at the end of the year.
How'd you do with that?
Pretty well. I went to my grandparents' neighborhood in another town where it wasn't saturated, and I sold my stuff off in about 2 hours.
Mm. I remember doing that when I was in the boys' choir, of all things, believe it or not.
Can you see Ian singing in the boys' choir?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But when they started doing the run-a-thons, the marathon things, you know what I mean? Did they do this when you were in school,
Mark? The walk-a-thons?
The walk-a-thon, run-a-thon things, where you had to go out and you had to get pledges from people.
For every mile and that kind of thing?
For every lap or something like that. And then
the
more laps you ran, the more the people would have to pony up for the school. Did you ever do this when you were a kid?
Yes.
Yes, I did it with my son a few years ago in Florida at a school.
Right. Yeah. I hated that crap. And I think I probably did it when I was really young, went around with my parents, but it didn't take me long to just refuse. Like, I did not want to help my school. I did not want to run during the run-a-thon. I walked around during the run-a-thon, and I did not get anybody except for my parents to sign up for the sign-up sheet.
Did you like gym class?
It was okay. In elementary school, it was fun, and it got progressively less fun as time went on.
That stuff came to me through church. Because I went to church, and so we had...
I see.
Like every 3 months, they had some new thing that it was that we were doing in order to... I don't even know what we were doing it for. Raising money for the church, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't really know or care why I was raising the money. I just went out and got a whole bunch of people to sign up and then went and collect their money, which I've been doing that ever since. But, you know, at some point or another, I was just like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I just didn't want to do it for free anymore, I guess.
Well, that's how you learn.
Let's go back to one of the commenters on this article again. The city of Fayetteville, and this could be coming to a city near you, encouraging kids to snitch out their parents and their neighbors. Okay, they aren't actually overtly encouraging the kids to snitch on their parents, but they are encouraging them to snitch on pretty much anybody else. One of the respondents in the comments area essentially saying, this is for the good of the community. It's basically a commie. You would be mad, she says, because, or he or she, calling themselves rational, you would be mad because it would bring down your property value if your neighbor had 3-foot-tall grass next door. Because as you've expressed, it's all about you, remember? Most cities strive to get the public involved as much as possible, but it's people like you that think you are so above it all, and you don't even realize that you can make a difference in what goes on in your community. You don't even try, yet you badmouth it like you have first-hand experience. Can you believe it? Somebody actually dares to suggest they have control over the property or that they should have control
right.
over their property.
You know, that's really what it is. You're not involved enough. We're trying to put it as, get everybody together so that everybody's going to be on the same page on this so that everybody has nice, clean lawns and all our property values are good, and you don't want to play along.
You're just above it all.
You're a bad player.
First of all, have you ever known anyone to have 3-foot-long grass?
Not known
it,
any of
it
them.
It does happen.
There have been hermits.
I did know a guy that this, in fact, you know, he's like, I want to return my lawn to a natural state. Oh, dear God, I'm glad I'm not living next to you.
Well, they do. In some places, it's all the rage now. They call it xeriscape landscaping, where they use these grasses, and so you don't have to mow, and you don't have to use a lot of water. And are those people going to get reported, too, because their lawn doesn't look like everybody else's?
Who knows? Although, to answer your question about the 10-foot grass, they're really, or 3-foot, there was a story a few years ago back down in Florida where we come from that there was a guy who had something like 10-foot grass. I mean, he had been letting it go for a long time.
You might be a redneck if you're mowing lawn.
He just
found a car.
He was just not going to do it.
They'd
he had a bad back or something and probably a bad brain to go with it. And
they'd sent him plenty of violation notices, but the point is it took the city 10 to 15 years to finally get around to getting around to doing something about it. So for all of the people that say, this is for the good of the community, well, the city doesn't really care about the good of the community. They wanted this guy to sit on that for 10 years so they could jack up the fine.
Take his house away.
Right. So they didn't care about your property rights or your property values in the 10-year-long period that he had overgrown grass in his front yard.
Yeah.
They only wanted to cash in on it as the city.
Yep.
But yet this person says, it's obvious that the city has worked hard on this project for the benefit of the community. And in my opinion, it's quite creative. And if it gets children interested in the environment and their community, then what's the harm in it? Well, the harm is, madam or sir, that we're turning our kids into snitches. More on the way.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with...
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features on the site. They are completely free. And that includes the listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. You can add yourself to it. Or you can just surf around the world and see who else is a listener to the show at map.freetalklive.com, like everything else on our site. It's totally free. Is there a little person that's important to you this Christmas? Give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That is akidsjourney.com. All right, so enough talking about kids and school and how they're brainwashing your kids, turning them into a little... automaton snitches for the state. We'll move on. And we'll talk about, let's see, Mark, you wanted to talk about a poll that was done, right? About this whole libertarian thing. Because we were talking recently about possibly the Libertarian Party maybe changing the name of the party because people don't get, they just don't get that word libertarian. Some of them think it means liberal. Some of them don't know what it means. It's confusing, apparently, to a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm probably late on this bandwagon, but... The 2006 election made me a believer. I would like to see the Libertarian Party win elections. I am not a member other than like that sign up and be a free member thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I gave them my name so I'd get any kind of news. But I'm a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus simply because I believe that's a more winnable solution. But I got this through my RLC discussion group. I got this little bit of a article from TCSDaily.com. And... it says right here, one more bit from our post-election Zogby poll. We asked voters if they considered themselves to be fiscally conservative and socially liberal. Now, this is a Zogby poll. A whopping 59% said that they considered themselves to be fiscally conservative, socially liberal. What's that mean to you?
That's essentially the definition of a libertarian.
It's somebody's definition. It's one that I stick to. I would consider myself to be fiscally conservative and socially liberal. Now, when we added the question, also added to the question, also known as libertarian, 44% still claim that description. Okay, so it was 59%, and then once you basically
15%
added,
drop. Then.
It was a 15% drop. 15%, and it's
actually more than a 15% right, drop, but by the numbers.
Well, it's 15. They lost 15 percentage points, but in fact, it's a 25% drop.
Right.
25% of people, libertarians,
got scared off.
Are scared off by the term libertarian. Mm-hmm. Will not claim the term libertarian. We need a new term.
I totally agree.
5%.
I don't know what else to do. I mean, what else should what should the term be? I'm open to ideas.
I like Freedom Party.
Yeah, but okay, but the term libertarian is a self-identifier. I am a libertarian.
Right.
And we're not necessarily talking about the party per se here.
Right. Right.
Because the party is just one fraction of the entire libertarian movement.
The party has sullied the term, unfortunately.
Maybe, I don't know. It just may be that people are scared.
I'm not saying the party did it on purpose, but they lost a whole bunch of elections.
How about the Live and Let Live party?
I understand. Okay, I want to move on beyond what the party's going to be named, because we could just call the party the Liberty Party, if we wanted to, or the Freedom Party, or whatever.
So what do you want to call somebody who is a libertarian?
What do you call the movement? Because remember, the Libertarian Party is only a fraction of the entire pro-liberty, libertarian-esque movement. You've got think tanks, you've got educational organizations, you've got the Libertarian Party, you've got the RLC, and these are all parts of the libertarian movement.
There's also the Constitutionalist Party, too.
Those, they don't count. They don't count.
Right.
They are not pro-liberty. They're more liberty-oriented than maybe Democrats or Republicans in some areas, but if you actually look at their platform, Wayne, you'll get some chills. They take very anti-liberty positions on the drug war, on immigration, and those are just the two I can remember off the top of my head. But what do we change the name of the movement to? Because it's been the libertarian movement for years, and what do we call it? What do we start calling ourselves?
I don't know. I mean, liberty is a great term, but then what is a person who purports liberty? Well, if they're not a libertarian, then what are they?
How about Freetarian? That's what Val Venus has been calling himself. Sean Morley, the WWE's Val Venus. He's got his own website up now, blog. I believe he's calling himself the Freetarian.
Hmm.
I don't know. You know, that's not. It doesn't sound great. But then again, libertarian obviously isn't successful. People get freedom, right? I mean, I think if you were to ask Americans if they want to be free, don't you think most of them would say yes, presuming they thought they weren't free? Of course, I think a lot of Americans think they are free, which, of course, is a whole other problem.
Big problem.
I talk to advertising agencies for the show pretty much all day long, mm-hmm. trying to get people to advertise on Free Talk Live, and I have stopped using the term libertarian. People don't know what it means, and if they do think they know what it means,
they're confused.
They have a bad definition of what it is. And I just don't use it anymore.
You know,
I say that we're, you know, pro liberty. We're for more freedom, lower taxes, less government intrusion on people's lives. I just, you know, I use
outline
the platform, and that way people don't have this term that kind of sticks in their craw.
I think that you're right that the Libertarian Party might have been a factor in sort of blowing the term, but I think also another factor is probably people in the media. Like, for instance, think about people like a Neil Bortz. Now, Neil Bortz, he's a talk radio host.
Mm-hmm.
He's on 100-something stations. He's a pretty big name in the talk radio business. And he loves to get on the air and claim that he's a libertarian. So when he claims in one breath or in one segment that he's a libertarian, and may indeed be taking a libertarian position. He may be taking a libertarian position on getting government out of schools. Or he may be taking a libertarian position on ending the war on drugs. These are two positions I've heard him take before. So there's no doubt that he holds some libertarian beliefs, but when he, in the next segment, starts talking about how he supports the Iraq War, can you understand how that might destroy somebody's impression of what a libertarian is? Well, you know, I thought I was a libertarian until I heard this guy say he was a libertarian, and he wants to fight wars all around the world. I am definitely not, if libertarians think that way, I'm definitely not a libertarian. And then you've got a host like, a Glenn Beck, for instance, I read a Talkers magazine interview with him where it's claimed that he's a libertarian-leaning individual, so he's getting on the air claiming he's libertarian, and he's not.
Everybody loves that term.
Right.
You know, they'll just use it to mean fiscally conservative. That's essentially what libertarian, that's how they're using it, fiscally conservative. But they don't stick to any of the socially liberal platforms.
We should be pleased, I suppose, to an extent that people are adopting the term. Unfortunately, we can't control who adopts the term.
Right.
Yeah, and they're making,
or how they use it.
And they're using it, I think, to position themselves as somebody who isn't in one of the two crowds.
That's
true.
That
they're independent thinkers.
Yeah.
That's you're exactly right about that. In fact, that's another point that Glenn Beck, again, he's another talk show host, that he emphasizes in the interview, is that he's independent minded and he doesn't, you know, go the way the Republicans want him to on everything. And that's important for some talk show hosts because they don't want to admit that they want to be Rush Limbaugh. And I'm not suggesting that that's what these guys want, but it's one way for them to identify themselves, to separate themselves out from the crowd. And you'll also see it on television as well. Guests coming on TV shows, identifying themselves as libertarian. Oh, I'm of a libertarian mindset on that. Well, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. They don't actually have a real libertarian in the studio that they could turn to and say, well, is this guy actually a libertarian? And, you know, get the answer, because people don't understand it. So we can't rebut this effectively. When a national radio host gets on the radio and claims he's a libertarian, all we can do is get on our show and say he's not. Well, yeah. That doesn't do any good to his listeners. They're not listening to us.
Right.
There are also people who are liberals who don't agree with all the liberal platform either.
It's
and,
true.
And there are conservatives who don't agree with all the conservative platform.
But that's not,
but when
not the
you,
same.
But when you, it's not the same because they're so pervasive. There's so many conservatives, so many liberals. The terms used so often, I mean, when somebody calls, claims to be a liberal, I have an immediate thought process as to what it is that they support and what they don't support. Mine's probably better because I deal in politics every day. But, you know, so somebody can be imprinted with what a libertarian is by somebody who uses the term erroneously.
Plus, in the media.
Plus, yeah. Unlike liberals and conservatives, you either are a libertarian or you aren't. You can be libertarian-leaning, you can be heading in that direction, but you can only be a libertarian if you adhere to principle, which is something the other guys don't have. And none of this is explained on national radio or television, so no wonder people don't understand. More's on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Wednesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll free 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send us $3 a month. And again, everything on the website's free. So this is above and beyond all that. It's a totally voluntary option. And over 300 of our listeners, 300 of them, have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers. But they went to amp.freetalklive.com, learned about the program, learned about how we take the money in and we turn it around into promoting the show. We get the show on more radio stations. We get more internet listeners on board as well. And it makes a big difference for us. Really, it helps spread the message of freedom and liberty around the country and around the world. So if that's important to you, and you want to get your hands on some perks like access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, classic archives, the amplifier-only forum, head over to amp.freetalklive.com and help us amp Free Talk Live. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now, Mark, you told me that you actually got an email from one of our amplifiers since we're talking about it.
I did, and it's they don't really like the way that we handled that gal. It was a couple of nights ago, I guess December 8th show, according to Tuz. About the gal said the F-bomb on the air.
Yeah, she was drunk as a skunk.
Well, she was a little inebriated.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, you and I had sort of discussed off-air previous to this that we wanted to implement a policy because we'd sort of been giving people one chance. You know, you say something.
Right, you screw up, we'll say, okay, don't do it again, and then if you screw up again, we drop you.
Right, and, you know, we're getting on more and more radio stations, and there is, believe it or not, an FCC regulation, you know, in place that we can get, you know, the radio station can get in trouble.
Well, can we read the email?
Yeah.
Because we're going to get into all this.
All right. Ian and Mark, listening to the December 8th show, one, very disappointed to hear you hang up on that woman, albeit drunk, who said the F-bomb on the air. For someone who speaks so loud about free speech, it was shocking to hear how quick you are to jump to the FCC regulations. Or did you? You did not say FCC, but why else would it be so bad? Now, I understand you have the
right... Do we have to explain it every single time somebody gets on the air and drops a curse word?
I guess. Look.
Yes, it is the FCC.
It is the FCC. Okay. Now, we can defend liberty in this one little area, the right of people to say SF,
a couple of C's, you next Tuesday.
Or we can talk about principles of liberty and freedom, because we can't do both. because we're going to be off the freaking air, very quickly by playing around like that. Stations are not going to put their licenses, million-dollar licenses, tens of millions of dollars license,
right, whether you like it or not,
for what you think is right or wrong.
Right, whether you like it or not, the radio industry is heavily regulated, and there are a bunch of moralists in the FCC that are more than happy, are going to be more than happy to slap people with fines if we encourage that sort of behavior. Now, I'd like to point out that we don't, there was no dump box operating on that.
No, we don't.
So if a station wants to dump out of that, that's up to them to have a board operator sitting there to dump out. However, the reason why we can, the reason why we do it in the way that we do, because we could throw down the cash and have a dump machine installed. However, most of our callers play by the rules. Most of them are very good. The last time we had a curse word before this drunken woman was actually a girlfriend of a cop that got on, got very upset and emotional. And it doesn't happen very often. So when it does, we shut it down. We make it clear that we weren't encouraging the behavior, because if you look at the FCC and you look at the rules and the regulations, essentially they prevent you from pandering to the lowest common denominator in the audience. They don't want you getting on the air and playing George Carlin's the F-bomb skit. You know, everybody, I mean, most people are familiar with this. It's where he goes through all the different iterations of the F-word and talks, and it's very, very funny. But
it is funny.
But playing something like that on the air would very easily be judged by the FCC as pandering to the lowest common denominator, in that we are just trying to offend, we're trying to shock, there's no artistic value, supposedly, in doing something like that. Now, you and I, Tuz, was it? You and I, Tuz, might disagree, you know, with the FCC on this. I think it absolutely is artistic to play George Carlin's F-bomb thing on the air. But it's not what we do on Free Talk Live, and it's also not something that, we're just not that kind of show.
Well, let's look at, I get where you're going with it, Ian, but from a practical point of view, Tuz, we can talk about the F-bomb, and we can talk about it for a very short period of time on the 22 radio stations that we're on, and then Free Talk Live's gone, and then we're back out working in the real world, and you don't have a liberty-minded show, to, or maybe a podcast, but that podcast isn't going to pay our bills, and it's over. Or we can talk about principles and concepts of freedom and liberty.
Yep.
You may not like it, but I'm sorry. Listen to a podcast that talks about the F-bomb and the S-bomb.
There's plenty of podcasts where they talk, you know, they curse. I mean, hey.
You know, or maybe we
but
can
we're
put
a radio
one,
show.
Maybe we can put one together. For 1 hour a week, we can talk about F-bombs and S-bombs.
That's not interesting to me. I don't want to talk about that. I said those words plenty of times when I was in high school. And it's not, you know, it's not a critical issue. We don't need to fight that particular fight. We've got all kinds of other different issues we can address on the airwaves here. And so I want to make it clear, we aren't pandering. And by the time we've dropped that caller off the air, now that we've adjusted the rules, it's like one strike and you're out.
Yeah, one strike, you're out. Sorry, don't say it.
Yeah.
Not personal, it's business.
Don't slip up. It's totally business. And it's really not because we could be fined by the FCC.
Because we can't.
Because as of now, we can't. They may change the rules. But the general managers of the radio stations, and you said 22, it's actually 19. The general managers.
Some cable stations, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think they fall under the same rules.
They don't.
With the GMs of those stations are the ones who are fiscally responsible. The ownership of the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to get PO'd. They are going to be very angry if something like that results in an FCC fine. We're talking about, with the new fines, over $300,000. I don't want to be responsible for causing my my affiliates that sort of grief. We want to be a show that they get to add to their lineup, and they don't really have to think about as far as, you know, problems are concerned.
Yeah.
We don't want to be the problematic morning show.
No,
you know?
I mean, you know, that's it's not going to get us put on the air on more stations. Sorry.
Which is why you're amplifying Tuz. I mean, Tuz is, says he's an amplifier, and I think he's one of our newer ones.
Let me finish with his email so he gets his full say here. However, let's see. Now, I understand that you have the right as a business owner not to want people to use that language and can ask that or hang up on those who do not abide. However, I thought I heard you say can't, which she obviously can because she did. Now, I'm not arguing about the semantics of her actually being able to say it. I'm trying to figure out why you jumped on her and made it sound so bad. She said that word. Can I hear your side of this? I'm hoping my thought process is wrong on this, and you can correct me. Oh, and I just heard Mark say holy crap, which he thought was funny, which I guess it is funny that I say holy crap. Side note, you should be happy to hear that you are helping me change my thought process in these matters. I briefly thought of pulling my FTL amp donation to use my consumer powers, but did not.
And that's fine and everything. That's what you want to do.
That's how the marketplace works.
Yeah, that's
you vote
fine.
With dollars. But now, the point is you can vote with your dollars for a show that's going to bring freedom and liberty and the concepts thereof to as many people as possible, or you can vote for a show that thinks that stands for people's right to say the S-bomb on the air. Your choice, Tuz.
And if he wants to pull his cash over us not letting the S and the F-bomb on the air, then that's fine, you know? Hey, go ahead, pull your cash. If you're one of the $100 amplifiers, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
But if you're one of the $3 amplifiers,
it's really not going to hurt because we don't get any of the money.
It hurts our outreach to other radio stations. It hurts the growth of the show.
It hurts the growth of the show and it hurts the outreach. But
right.
It's not going to hurt from the standpoint that I'm going to get any less money in my pocket to take home to pay my bills. I'm not.
Yeah, you know, I seem to recall that a few weeks ago when that girlfriend of the police officer called and used the S-bomb twice. Mm-hmm. Twice,
yeah.
I can see why
she
you
was
guys.
The reason we finally
yes,
changed.
Yeah, and I can't blame you for wanting to be a little more stringent about and less tolerant of that because
if I get a call Monday morning after a weekend show where the drunk lady let him out, I get a call Monday morning from a GM saying, "You're done at the end of this week because we heard we got a complaint from a listener." It doesn't necessarily take an FCC complaint.
No, it doesn't.
It may just be a listener calling.
We've lost a station over the word a-hole, which we could, I've heard on the air plenty of shows say
sure.
A program director decided whatever reasons he decided he used as a reason for letting us go the word a-hole.
So
the full one.
But yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So if you're going to pull your amp, pull your amp. We'll feel bad about it, but we're not going to adjust the show because you got offended.
Well, we hope you stay.
We do, too. Yes. We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime. And you can curse up a storm on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.